topic of drones. In your response to Senator Paul yesterday, you suggested there may well be circumstances in which it is permissible to use drones to target a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil. I'd like to explore those circumstances, and in particular you pointed to two. You pointed to Pearl Harbor and 9/11, both of which were extreme military attacks on the homeland. Mm-hmm. I want to ask a more specific question. If an individual is sitting quietly at a cafe in the United States, in your legal judgment, does the Constitution allow a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil to be killed by a drone?
For sitting in a cafe and having a cup of coffee?
If that individual is not posing an imminent and immediate threat of death or bodily harm, does the Constitution allow a drone to kill that individual?
On the basis of what you said, I don't think you can arrest that person.
The person is suspected to be a terrorist. You have abundant evidence he's a terrorist. He's involved in terrorist plots. But at the moment,
okay, I see
he's
that.
Not pointing a bazooka at the Pentagon. He is sitting in a cafe. Overseas, the United States government uses drones to take out individuals when they're walking down a pathway sitting in a cafe. If a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil is not posing an immediate threat to life or bodily harm, does the Constitution allow a drone to kill that citizen?
I would not think that that would be an appropriate use of any kind of lethal force. We would deal with that in the way that we typically deal with a situation like that. You would expect
General Holder, my question wasn't about appropriateness or prosecutorial discretion. It was a simple legal question. Does the Constitution allow a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil who doesn't pose an imminent threat to be killed by the U.S. government?
I do not believe that. Again, you have to look at all of the facts, but on the facts that you have given me, and this is a hypothetical, I would not think that in that situation the use of a drone or lethal force would be appropriate, because the possibility...
General Holder, I have to tell you, I find it remarkable that in that hypothetical, which is deliberately very simple, you are unable to give a simple one-word, one-syllable answer, no. I think it is unequivocal that if the U.S. government were to use a drone to take the life of a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil and that individual did not pose an imminent threat, that would be a deprivation of life without due process.
Maybe I've not been clear. I said that the use of lethal force, and I'm saying drones, guns, or whatever else would not be appropriate in that circumstance.
You keep saying appropriate. My question isn't about propriety. My question is about whether something is constitutional or not. As Attorney General, you are the chief legal officer of the United States. Do you have a legal judgment on whether it would be constitutional to kill a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil in those circumstances?
A person who is not engaged, as you've described, and this is the problem with hypotheticals, but the way in which you have described this person sitting at the cafe, not doing anything imminently, the use of lethal force would not be appropriate, would not be something...
I find it remarkable that you still will not give an opinion on the constitutionality. Let me move on to the next topic, because we've gone round and round.
Let me be clear. Translate my appropriate to no. I thought I was saying no, all right? No.
Yeah, no.
Well, then I am glad. After much gymnastics, I am very glad to hear that it is the opinion of the Department of Justice that it would be unconstitutional to kill a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil if that individual did not pose an imminent threat. That statement has not been easily forthcoming. I wish you had given that statement in response to Senator Paul's letter asking you it. And I will point out that this week I will be introducing legislation in the Senate to make clear that the U.S. government cannot kill a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil absent an imminent threat. And I hope, based on that representation, that the department will support that legislation.
Well, that's totally consistent with the letter that I sent to Senator Paul. I talked about 9/11 and Pearl Harbor. Those are the instances where I said it might possibly be considered, but that other than that, we would use our normal law enforcement authorities in order to resolve situations along those lines, and then use the normal things that you do when you try to decide if cops can shoot somebody.
General Holder, I'd like to move on to a second topic.